Greetings and welcome in a squat with a Batman. Yes, this is the morbid reality of tonight. I am now deep down in a Basque country, and if I'm calling myself a Batman, it's because I just noticed that I'm sharing this horrible room with two bats that are right now above my head. One of them cannot stop moving around and flappy, flappy, flappa. I hope she will calm down during the night and not come straight on top of my head and shit on my face. I would not like to wake up with the taste of bat shit in my mouth. I am in a squat. I mean, it's technically a refuge, an unguarded refuge, but located where it is located, which is straight next to a road, and in the state it is, it's just horrible. It's really the worst I've done so far. I'm passing by the numerous graffitis you can see on the walls, screaming freedom and property theft, etc., which means that some kind of, you know, punk decided to just come here and have parties. Also, the broken glasses everywhere. Also, all the dirt and all the abandoned trash everywhere from leftover food and stuff. Also, the number of sheets that are laying around in horrible places. The number of small poop that I was afraid would be mice. But apparently it would be bats. I prefer bats over mice. At least bats should not come and bother me, but mice can come and just walk all over your stuff. This is a horrible, horrible, horrible place, and I would have probably never even looked at it if it wasn't for the case that it has been raining the entire day. Absolutely the entire day. And it has been horribly cold and rainy. I wanted to eat at a restaurant, but obviously it is closed only for Thursday noon, and we are Tuesday noon, and we are Tuesday noon, obviously. And the other restaurant was 6 kilometers after, on the road, in the rain. So I was desperate. I was really desperate after the very bad night I had last night, and there were no cars on this road, so I couldn't even hitchhike. It was very foggy, completely wet. Luckily, a guy passed with a car, so I could hitchhike the 6 kilometers to the next place. And the next place, obviously, the restaurant wasn't open, but it is the Chalet d'Irati, which is a hiking place. And I could meet again the guy I've been meeting since Les Vosges, on and off. So that was pretty funny to see him in there. And he told me he actually walked, because he actually slept in a refuge last night, so he could wake up early and start to walk early. He walked this path that I avoided, and he told me that was probably the worst he did, because it's nothing, you can't see anything, you're just walking up and down in field cover and cow shit, and because it's raining all the time, it's sticking to everything you have. So he was covered in cow shit, and not happy about his day. The restaurant was closed, but I could buy some kind of pasta and stuff at the small grocery shop there was. And they allowed me to use the staff kitchen to prepare it. So I had a very nice meal with a ton of pasta, like 400 grams of pasta. I just destroyed my belly. But I really needed that. I was so cold and miserable. I really needed this. And yes, I was cold and miserable because also I started extremely late. It was raining since I woke up. Usually it doesn't rain since when I wake up. I've been walking now 4,000 kilometers when I count the Hexatrek, the Via Adriatica, and the Beaton, the GR10. And never, ever, ever I had rain in the morning. I had rain during the morning, but never when I wake up. So I never had to pack my tent in the rain. Sometimes there was a little bit of rain right before I wake up, or right after I put down the tent, but never constantly. And it was the case for the first time this morning, so I stayed almost 4 hours waiting in this tent. And after a while decided, well, it's not going to stop. Everything was wet from the day before and I put out the weight things and everything. So that explains why I'm in this horrible place right now. Because I didn't want to be in my tent again. There is an amazing bivouac spot where I am when it's not raining. It's a beautiful field next to the river and it's written bivouac spot, so you can go there. There are also toilets and showers with warm water accessible to anybody. Which is really nice when you're hiking, but because it's next to the road, that explains why this place is a squat. Because the entire summer, people can just come here and live, basically. Also, this building is not abandoned because, well, the showers are on the other side of the building. You have to go outside in the pouring rain. Oh my god, it's raining so much. And also, there is light above me, so probably somebody is up there. I don't know how. Doors were closed and it's kind of a weird place. I really don't like it. I don't like the vibe at all. But my tent was completely wet. I was completely wet and the field was so wet that the ground acted like a sponge. When you walk, it was... So putting the tent on that and hiding myself in a tent didn't feel good. And this squat has a table and chairs so I could eat after my shower in some place dry. So that's nice. The nice part has been done. Now I will try to sleep and ignore the bats and the mice and the overall horrible state of this place. But I'm tired, so I will probably do it. And yeah, I could have slept in the gîte where I ate because there were spaces and it's not expensive and blah blah blah. But I wanted to hike some more. It was quite early. And I felt like if I'm stopping in the gîte now, I'll never get to Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port and I'll never finish this because I'm craving for comfort so much that I just don't want to hike. And I don't want to be one of those guys that just hide when it's raining. So I have all the rain gear and it's actually not that bad to hike in the rain for me. It's just I like to arrive in the place that it's dry. It's just passing from hiking to sleeping in the rain that annoys me and vice versa. But hiking in the rain itself is not so much of a problem. It's actually sometimes even funny. You feel like protected in your little rain clothes like a spaceship going around in wet conditions. Anyway, I really hope the bats will count down. I wish you all a very happy shooting. Maybe you're getting ready to do a shooting for new pictures for, I don't know, your new job or school or whatever. Maybe you have a shooting scheduled and finally you want to show the world how beautiful you are. A very happy shooting and a very good night. Cheers.